and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from www.benmartin-music.com. As I mentioned in the last episode, I have received my new guitar. I'm holding it in my hands. It is beautiful. So much fun to play and so much nicer than I expected, really, for the price. I mean, I know they're not hugely expensive as far as Fender acoustics go, but it is really, really nice. If you want to see pictures of it, head over to at Blues Guitar Show Podcast on Instagram. I forgot what that was called then. On Instagram, and I've put up some pictures of it, and I've put up a little demo of me playing it if you want to check out what it sounds like over there. But really, really happy with it. I'm just going to run through a few of the specs just to talk about it a little bit. So it's mahogany body. It's a Fender Tim Armstrong Special left-handed electroacoustic with a Fishman pickup, X-bracing, 20 frets. Yeah, just a gorgeous guitar. I'm really enjoying how small the neck is. It's got a really nice thin neck. It's almost like playing a Telecaster. It's really, really nice, really quick. Now, this is fresh out the box this morning, so it has come with some dodgy strings that I will change as soon as I get it back home. Slap some new ones on it and probably clean up the fretboard a little bit and get all the stickers off and stuff like that. But I'm really, really pleased with it so far. So in today's episode, I'm going to show you this really cool trick, actually something I've just read about yesterday, and it is a really cool way of knowing how to add on top of chords, a little bit similar to what we were doing last episode, but this time specific to country music, how to start playing country music solos. So we're going to look at just changing between two chords and how we can use this one cool trick to show us exactly what we can do higher up on the neck. So to begin with, I'm just going to demonstrate this to you just over the chords D and G. So just a regular D and a regular G. Let me break down exactly what I'm doing there. It's a really simple technique. All it is finding more of those triads that we talked about in some of the previous episodes. Now, triads really are the key to understanding where on the neck we can start playing solos. So the triads that we're using are exactly the same as the chords we're playing. So we have a D major here, our regular D major, and then all I'm doing is playing the triad here. So the same notes. But the position I'm playing them in is I'm just barring my first finger across fret 7 on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th string. So it's the B string, the G string, and the D string. Now that gives us a D chord. Now just knowing that alone is really, really useful, because if you can work out where the D chord is, we can go down 2 frets, and we can see on fret 5 on those 3 strings, we have a C chord, because we go down 2 from C, 2 from D, so we have D, and then C sharp, and then C. So 7, 7, and 7 on strings 2, 3, and 4 gives us our D chord. Now I'm actually sliding into this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my first finger on fret 6 on the 4th string, and then slide that up to fret 7. Then bar my finger flat and hold that note, bar flat, and then we're going to play the 2nd string. So we have that nice D underneath. And then I'm just going to hammer on and pull off now from that barred 7-7-7 with my 2nd finger. I'm going to hammer on fret 8 on the 2nd string, so that's, and then pull off. So that's slide from 6 to 7 on the 4th string, 2nd string 7, hammer on 8, pull off 8. And then I'm going to go up to the 4th string again. The 3rd string. And with my little finger, I'm going to play fret 10. And I'm going to pull off from 10 to 9, so little finger to 3rd. And then from 3rd to 1st. So that's 10, pull off to 9, pull off to 7. So that's... You get that real kind of country sound. So that's what we're going to play over the first D chord. So just keep practicing around that. And like everything I show you guys, remember that this is all movable. We can just do this down 2 frets and it will be over a C chord. So it's C. The shapes all move. It's all about repeating shapes on the guitar neck. Now we need to find our next triad for the next chord. The next chord we know is a G. So where is our G? Well, we could use the same shape and we can go up to fret 12 and that would be our G, but that's a little bit too high. It's a little bit further away. We want one that's closer. So let's look at the notes in the G triad. We have G, B, and D. So now let's find those notes up here by fret 7, where we have this one. Okay, so there we have a B. So there's a B, so let's put our 3rd finger on fret 9 on the 4th string. Then we have a D, which we needed, on fret 7 on the 3rd string. So we've got 4th string 9, 4th string 9, 3rd string 7, and then just add on that G. Add on that G, which is fret 8 on the 2nd string. So we have... So over the D chord. And then over the G. We have... Now we're actually going to walk up between this, so keep our lick going. And then we're going to walk up on the 4th string from 7 to 9. So 7, 8, 9. And then move your fingers into that new G triad position. So. So now, so far we have on the 4th string, we're going to slide from 6 to 7. Play 7 on the 2nd. Hammer on and pull off on the 2nd to 8. And then go back onto the 3rd, little finger, we're going to go 10, 9, 8, pull offs. Sorry, 10, 9, 7. Then upper string, we're going to walk up from 7 to 9. Then that G shape. And just remind you of that G shape, that's 3rd finger on fret 9 on the 4th string. 1st finger on fret 7 on the 3rd. And 2nd finger on fret 8 on the 2nd. Now when you're playing these, make sure you only play these strings, okay? If you play, that would be adding extra notes and changing the nature of the chords. We just want to work on triads. Now just one thing we're going to add to this is we're now, we've got this sort of dormant little finger when we're playing this G. So what we can do is we're going to hammer on and pull off on fret 9 on the 3rd string. So just play the chord and then hammer on fret 9 with your little finger and then pull off. So all together. When I'm teaching you these things is not really to learn them specifically the way that I play them, but more to give you ideas for when you're improvising or creating licks and pieces of your own. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to loop play the chords that go underneath, and I want you to play around with those shapes. just that shape, the 7-7-7, and then the G triad. So that's D and G. Okay, so let's play. 1, 2, 3. So now let's look at how we can use that and change the keys. We're not just going D, G, D, G. So let's take it down 2 frets. Move everything you did down 2 frets. So now we should be starting with a slide from 4 to 5. And it should sound something like that. So we're going to slide from 4 to 5. And then we play 5, hammer on 6, pull off 6. And then we're going to go 8, 7, 5. Then climb up from 5 to 7. Then the same as that G shape, but move down 2 frets. Now, what chords are we playing over? So let's work out what chords this and this is. So the best thing to work out is the relationship we have between our original chords. So we know first the relationship of the two chords. So the first chord we have is D, and the second chord we have is G. So if we're starting on D, assuming D is our root, G would be the fourth, so we're going D and then up a fourth to G. So now if we're on this chord here, let's work out what notes we have in this chord. We've got a G, we've got a C, and we've got an E. C, G, E. So that's the same as our C triad. So the first chord must be C. The second chord is the fourth of C, so let's go over our C major scale, C, D, E, F. So the chords must be from C to F. So now let's have a look at the same riff in C. It should sound like this. So now let's practice going around the same thing in C, in the key of C. So changing between the C and the F. So there we have one really useful lick that you can play over 2 different keys. Now, really good idea just to practice looping yourself, playing a couple of chords and finding where you can use the triads that you've learned in these and other episodes of the show and try and work out your own transitions between them, because the key is to find the 2 different triads and then work out your own transitions between them. And just feel it out. Just play the notes and see what sounds right, what works and what doesn't, because eventually you'll see that there are shapes all over the guitar that link these different triads together. And rather than learning scales, this is, I think, the best way if you're looking at improvising, particularly with blues and country music, or making your own solos, improvisations or songs. So I didn't mention this earlier in the episode, but if you are familiar with the cage system, of course, you'll know that the first chord we're using is just the A form moved around the guitar neck. So really worth checking out these triads. Keep going over that riff. Keep running through different chord forms, different keys. Find the root, find the fourth, loop them, and see if you can play over them. So that's us done for today. For anything else, for any more content, or to get in contact or in touch with us, head over to www.benmartin-music.com. The Fingerpicking Blues workbook is still available for free, absolutely for free. So head over to my website, just download it as a PDF on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you.
Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.